Hey, we're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast.
What a great broadcast. This broadcast has been on the air for, 35 years, something like that. This Believer's Voice of Victory actually originally went on the air in 1979. Mm. So for all these years, for over 45 years now, been bringing you the Word of Faith, which means the ability and the power to walk God, please God, and walk in the promises of God. I just had to say that. I just think being on this broadcast is
special.
An enormous
it's really
honor. It's a special, and I'm so glad my dad asked us to do it and allowed us to do it. We're so thankful for the opportunity to come before you, people that we know are hungry to know more about the Word.
That's right. I can tell these folks are hungry for the Word of God.
I can feel them.
Yep. Yeah. And you're so hungry that you want the outlines. I know you do. These outlines are really, they're really good. We worked on them together.
We did.
That's
right. Yeah, you do good. Then
I write the first draft and then she corrects it.
And then I fix
them. But all of these outlines, they're available free, absolutely free on kcm.org/notes, and you can get yours and study from them, and you can watch the broadcast and go right along with us on these notes.
Yep.
It's just like that old program, Mitch Miller. Sing Along with Mitch, remember that?
Yes,
Follow the Bouncing Ball?
Well, I don't want to admit that I remember it, but I think there are too many people watching that don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so. you can find out what we're talking about here on these. We're talking about a very important word from the Lord that the Lord gave to Brother Copeland for this year. And welcome to 2025.
Yes.
My goodness, here we are. And we are in 2025. The word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland last year. It was right around the time of the Southwest Believers Convention, and the Lord spoke to him and said, 2025 will come alive. And in 2025, the nation will come alive. And so we're taking this word, pulling it apart. We're teaching it in church. We're helping people understand what it means to come alive. And you don't come alive outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't come alive outside of the Word of God. You don't know life until you know Him. People think they know life. Mm-hmm. They think they're living the life. But we're talking to you about living the life, capital T-H-E, the life in Christ Jesus.
And
amen.
It's not just any kind of life, as you said, it's the life. But what kind of life is this? And the Bible calls it a number of things. Calls it eternal life, everlasting life. And really, that's the English translations of the word Zoe, which is in the Greek. And that is talking about an absolute life, mm-hmm. the highest degree of life possible, because it is the life of God. It is life as God has it, life as God lives it, mm-hmm. life, it's His essence. It is the life that makes God God.
Yeah.
Woo, to be born of God, to be born again, is to be born of God, is to be born with His kind of life. And even natural physical life, George, is a product of that spiritual life that God gave, but Satan and Adam's sin got involved and contaminated it, mm-hmm. diminished it, got it down now to where people don't... You know, most people consider the fullness of life 75, maybe 80, 85 years. You know, wow, they might go to 90, but the quality of life not always so good. But that's not the life of God. The life of God, as He plans it, as He gives it, as He lives it, is eternal. The quality of it is so supreme, so fine, so pure, so absolute, that it cannot be stopped, it cannot be diminished, it can't be thwarted. And another thing the Bible calls it is resurrection life.
That's right.
The power of life. That tells us what the purpose of it towards us is. God didn't need resurrection. Jesus didn't need resurrection until He took on the nature of our sin on the cross. And that resurrection life, life became resurrection life.
You know, resurrection, that word, it means to be raised up, to come up. It means to have life. brought back into something. When you talk about resurrecting something, you talk about something that's already died, something that's already been gone. And when something is resurrected, there's new life that's given to it. And some of you may not have heard of this terminology before, resurrection life. For instance, we don't call that Sunday Easter.
No, we quit doing that. No. Easter is a pagan god. And so, you know, we started around our place, 30 years ago, we started saying Resurrection Day.
Resurrection Day.
Resurrection Day, because it puts in our minds resurrection, and it puts us thinking about that. So that resurrection life would be in our spirit. We'll show you how from the scripture, but there'll come a time when the fullness of it will be in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And that's when we get a glorified body such as Jesus has. But that resurrection life is available in and through us now. The Bible tells us that that life will change our bodies.
Yeah.
Kind of jumping ahead here.
As a pastor, we do what the world calls a funeral, but we call it
the graveside.
The graveside, but I was going to say it's a homegoing.
Yes, that's right.
It's a homegoing service. I like to call it a homecoming because they're over on the other side.
For them it's
and they had a homecoming service. Yeah.
And then when we go to the graveside,
they call it the graveside.
We call it
the resurrection site.
Yeah. You know, you have to be mindful of these things.
Yeah.
Be mindful of them. Be talking about them, thinking about them, and change your words to be more in line with the scripture, not to make a new religious pattern out of it, but to be mindful of the things that God has given us.
So say this after me. Resurrection life.
Resurrection life.
Is working in me.
Is working in me.
Right now.
Right now.
So let's talk about it. Romans chapter 6. Verses 3 through 5, it says, "Know you not that so many of us as were baptized, immersed, overwhelmed, swallowed..."
That's what the word baptized means.
Immersed.
Now that comes from a Greek word, baptized, and somehow we've just taken it into our English language without translating it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it literally just means immersed, put into... surrounded by, swallowed by.
Yep. My grandfather and I would have breakfast with him, and he would baptize his donut. He would just baptize it completely, absolutely immersed in it. And so, as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ, or just exactly like him, was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
That word newness, meaning it's a new condition. It's not just something new or something different. It's a total change in your condition, your state of being. It goes from life to death. If we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Mm-hmm. So we're headed somewhere with this.
Yeah.
There is a great resurrection coming.
Yes, there is.
Those that are in Christ will be resurrected unto life, and those that are not be resurrected, but with that horrible spirit of death bound to it forever.
That's right. That's right. So we can easily identify with death. It's all around us.
Yeah, so we know what death is like if we think about it.
But the purposes of the broadcast are helping us to become more aware of living this resurrection life, his own resurrection, that his own resurrection is given to us.
Yeah, that resurrection life is the most powerful force there is. There is nothing that can stop it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can overwhelm it. If it could, if all the devils of hell, all that evil, darkness, all that sin, everything could possibly muster and pull together, could not hold Jesus, that means it cannot hold back or stop, overwhelm or overcome resurrection life. And that is the nature of the life. That's the kind of life that's been imparted to us when we make Jesus our Lord.
Resurrection life is a force. It's a powerful force, and it's a force that's on the inside of us, working on the inside of us, and it will change the inside of us. Resurrection life. I was thinking about an example of this many years ago. We had some folks that were coming over from a halfway house, and I can remember we were baptizing them that day after the service. And one of the girls that came over from this halfway house, I mean, she was rough looking. She was rough, tough, and been through a really hard, hard life. And so we had a bus that would go over, pick them up, take them to church. And she went through the water baptism and just, she came out of those waters changed. I mean, she was transformed. And I remember they were taking them back to the halfway house, and she walked in and they told her, "You can't come in here. You don't belong here." And she said, "Well, I came here." "Well, we don't recognize you. You're not one of those that was here before." What happened? Resurrection life took over during that water baptism. She was buried like Jesus, was raised up like Jesus, and resurrection life completely changed her countenance. That's what that kind of life will do on the inside of you. It will change your very countenance. I mean, if you look at pictures of yourself before you got saved, there's a darkness there. Mm-hmm. There's a shadow on you. I mean, but then you receive Jesus as your Lord and you completely got transformed in Him and you look so different. You look different now. You look different than what you looked like before. What is that? That's resurrection life that's working on the inside of you.
So when that life is imparted into your spirit by making Jesus Lord, when we receive it and release it, the way God's designed for us to, it will change your body, change your mind, change your thinking, change your finances, change your family mm-hmm. and your circumstances. You just have to stay with it and do it the way God says, because we have opposition, we have things around us, and sometimes in our own thinking and in our own lives and the way we are, we're not as efficient at releasing our faith and transferring that life out of our spirit mm-hmm. into our situations mm-hmm. as we should be or as we could be. But the more we learn, the more we do, the more results we see.
And I want to share this with you. Want me to share that John
G.
Lake?
Yeah, I like that story.
John G. Lake was a missionary at the beginning of the 20th century. And what a tremendous life. I mean, that man walked in resurrection life. He was just so powerful. And we have a book, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a book on the life of John G. Lake.
On his sermons,
On his sermons.
And his life.
Anyway, there are a lot of examples of him demonstrating the life of God, this resurrection life that worked in him. But there's one of them talking about overcoming death. And that's what resurrection life does. It overcomes death. And so this is one of the favorites that we like to share. It was in 1910, many in Africa were perishing because of the bubonic plague. Ships with medical supplies and doctors were sent to intervene. The plague was so contagious that people would die simply by coming in contact with an afflicted individual. There were not enough people to remove the dead bodies. Of the few who were well enough, most were too fearful to enter into a person's homes, people's homes. John G. Lake and his assistant offered their help. They would go into houses where the stench of sickness hung in the air. They carried out the bodies that they had to bury and bury them in mass graves. However, Lake and his assistant had no fear of catching the disease. A doctor sent for him and asked, "What have you been doing to protect yourselves?" Lake replied, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. I believe that as long as I keep my soul in contact with the living God, so that His Spirit is flowing into my soul and body, no germ will ever attach itself to me. The Spirit of God in me will kill it." In order to test that theory, Lake suggested that the doctor take a sample of foam from the mouth of a victim and observe it under a microscope. Confirming the plague was very much alive, Lake took some of the foam in his hand and he held it under the microscope. The bacteria instantly died in Lake's hand. Lake told the doctor, "That is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When a man's spirit is filled with the presence and the life of God, it oozes out of the flesh and the pores, and it kills the germs.
Wow.
That same resurrection life that was residing in John G. Lake, that was the resurrection life of Jesus himself.
That's a beautiful picture, you know, of what Jesus said. And he said, lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. But there was a first step in that. Those that believe in my name, somebody that understands the name, the power of the name, or the right to use the name, meaning that I'm called by his name, I can use that name on the same level I can use my own name.
Yep.
When you have a real understanding and development in that and understand how faith works, we could accomplish so much more by the release of that life. Releasing that through the laying on of hands, that's what's happening right here, is that power on the inside of the believer is coming through and released by faith into the life of somebody that needs it.
That's right. I like this quote from Gloria Copeland. Gloria said, after we are born again and indwelt by his spirit, we actually have the same power God used to raise Jesus from the dead residing in us. We have enough resurrection life to overcome any resistance Satan would bring against us. What a tremendous statement that is. The same power that raised Christ from the dead now dwells within us, living within us.
You know, we could be doing, as she said, we could be doing this a lot more, but Bible tells us that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Also says my people perish for a lack of vision. Well, what does that mean? Vision is revelation and insight. So getting the knowledge of the word is a starting point, but allowing it to become reality on the inside of us, walking in it, practicing it, not just when we think we need it, so now we'll try, but working it into our lives and thinking about it, ordering our conversation, our thoughts, our ways, prioritizing it. Talked about that a couple of days ago, of investing time in the Word, investing financially.
Yes.
In other words, do what it takes, spend what it takes to buy the things or get the things or go to the meeting or do whatever it takes to be in the presence of the Word being preached and in the presence of the anointing. Maybe to come to Kenneth Copeland Bible College. You have to invest in these things.
Right. Yes.
Invest in your own spiritual life and walk, but to do it on where there's way more of that than natural carnal things. And the more we give to God's Word, the more results we'll get. Jesus said 30, 60, 100 in direct proportion to how much attention we give to the things of God.
It would be well worth it to spend time meditating on Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Listen to this. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Terry, we have used this time and time again, not only for ourselves, but for others. In laying our hands on other people for that resurrection life to flow through us. And so tell them about the word quicken.
Well, it's an old English word, but often we still use it in the sense that when you pull your nail back and you pull it down there and it goes into the
quick, yeah,
and you try to pull that out. Whoo, man, just that little tiny itty bitty piece of skin, and feel it all the way down to your toes. Why? It went down into the quick, or the place where it's alive. The nail in itself is not alive, but boy, you pull it down into that skin area, it comes alive.
That's
and
right.
So do you. That's the quick. And so this says to quicken, to give spiritual power. So remember, he says, if that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead will quicken or give spiritual power to your mortal body, okay? Give power to cause to give life to your body, to restore life to your body, to give increase of life to your body or your natural life, your finances, or any other area that need.
Yes.
Whatever your business. Yeah. Give life to your business. Yeah. Give life to your crops. Give life to your yard, your pets. To endue with great and greater power of life. He gives that to our bodies, to the natural things that we have in our lives.
Yeah, I like this verse 11 in the ESV translation. It says, the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
That's how it works. So right. That's how the transfer is made. The spirit of God is the, he is the conductor. He's the element. Yeah. He's what gets it from one to the place to the other. He's the transmitting life. So when we receive his word, what we take from his word, it comes to us, the power that it comes to us by his spirit.
Yes.
When it goes from our spirit into our bodies, it's a transfer made as an action of the Holy Spirit. When God created the heavens and the earth, the spirit was moving, but nothing happened till he spoke. And when he spoke, the spirit moved and light happened. Life happened. Yeah. So we receive from the word, but this life goes into our bodies by the spirit. And I like what Mark Hankins said about it. Mark Hankins teaches on life so good.
He does a great job with this.
If we could have a spiritual x-ray, we would see the same life in our spirit that is in Jesus. That's powerful.
That is powerful. The confession that I made for you,
Yes, I love this. In 2 Corinthians 4:11, it says the resurrection life of Jesus may also be manifest or show up in your flesh. So, Pastor, there were a couple of things I was believing for. So he made a paper and put it on my mirror so I could see it every day. And it says, the life of Christ is manifest in my eyes, my thumb, whatever I'm believing for at the time. The life of Christ is made manifest in my body or whatever we're believing for. Ephesians 2, God is rich in mercy because of his great love. He so wants us to have this. When we were dead, he made us alive together in Christ.
The life of God is in his word, and you feed on that word. And that's what this product offer, this wonderful resource that Pastor Terry taught, Life in the Pages, will really enhance your understanding of how the connection between the word of God and how that word feeds you. It helps you to grow and to develop. But it also, it says in Hebrews 4:12 that the word of God is life. It's alive. It's alive and full of power. It's full of energy, energizing us. And so this is a great tool.
And we want to give it to you. I want to give it to
absolutely
you.
Absolutely.
I really want you to have this. It means a lot to me, and it'll be a lot of help to you. And so we want to tell you right now how you can get yours. And for absolutely free, and please take advantage of that and listen right now to the information how you can get yours.
What if the Bible wasn't just a book, but a living, breathing reality? What if everything you need right now is already written right in the pages of God's Word? In her powerful MP3 teaching, There is Life in the Pages, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson's reveals how God's Word is not just about Him, it is Him. In a world that's constantly shifting, you can step into the unshakable reality of the living Word. When you know the Word, you know how to relate to God, what His character is, and how He operates. It will transform every area of your life. Receive the invitation to experience His presence, His power, and His promises like never before. Become a true disciple of Jesus and watch what happens when you put God's Word first place. You can walk in the same victory He does. The life you've been seeking is right here, in the pages of the Word of God. Enhance your understanding of the Word of God and let it bring life to you. Get your free copy of There is Life in the Pages on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Allow the Word to transform your life as you receive greater knowledge of God Himself. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. the Word of Faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, raise up, make alive your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in you. We want to pray for you right now. Whatever's going on in your life, especially where your physical body is concerned, it's time for resurrection life to work in there. So you receive this right now from us as we pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for this one watching, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you for resurrection life. And when Jesus died and went to hell and was raised up from the dead, He raised us up with Him, and we are living in resurrection life right now. And Father, in Jesus' name, this one who needs deliverance and healing, we declare it so. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and is making alive your mortal flesh. Healing be in the name of Jesus. Deliverance be in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for new life, the newness of life that is on the inside of them. We praise you for this. Zoe life, the same life, God, that you have is now energizing and strengthening and healing their physical body now in the name of Jesus.
I agree.
Amen.
I agree with
Amen.
You. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Believe it. I believe it.
That's right. Terry, I wanted to mention something. You know, we've been talking this week about all the great things that folks have helped us with, those who have donated into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and all of the wonderful things, especially in 2024. Let me let you know about this, the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, which is a monthly magazine that we send out. In 2024, between the physical copies and the digital copies combined, nearly 3.3 million copies have been sent all over the world
in
seven languages. Praise God for that.
You can get yours. It's right there, the information on your screen. We give it to you absolutely free of charge because we want you to have it. And we want you to be with us for our last broadcast tomorrow. Don't forget, God loves you. We love you. And
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.